Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Roadshow number 4 at the world-famous Brunswick Beach Bar. Curtis, epic fail on the weather that you delivered for us this morning.
Yeah, I've already been heckled once.
Yeah.
I would say it's La Nina.
Yeah, know?
I mean, it's frisky lady.
You hear that storm?
This morning was insane. It felt like the rain was going to wash the shack away. It was insane. And the fact that people are sitting out here in it right now is insane as well.
A lot of credit.
A round of applause from us.
A lot of credit.
Unbelievable.
For you guys. Good morning. We're at the Brunswick all morning long. We got a lot to get to, including the finish to that basketball game last night, Wiggy.
Wow.
We watched it here last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
My Lord.
Tyrese Halliburton stinks the whole game and hits the game winner
at
the end.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's all that matters. But no, I still believe it could be a gentleman's sweep where OKC can win 4 in a row. But I'm not counting out Indy. Like I was telling a lot of people last night watching the game, I don't really have a dog in the fight. I just want to see a good series. And last night, you know, game one, OKC was up by like 10, 12, 13 here, and then it turned out to be a good series. So, I mean, a good game. So that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we were talking about it last night. Pacers kept getting themselves back, getting themselves back to 6 or back to 4. And then letting those guys run away for
right.
a while.
And,
but
yeah.
I didn't think Oklahoma City would lose the game, but when I think they were on like an 8-2 run, I was like, they're going to win. I mean, just when the Pacers' entire postseason. And I don't. It's maybe not just a Missoula thing. I loved it because it was great. We didn't miss any action. But like the final like 2 minutes, there wasn't a single timeout called by either team in the NBA Finals with that going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, unbelievable shot. Maybe the Pacers. It's like that's their year. Like they're not. It's just I don't know. But it was a great game. Great finish.
And I think that's what it's going to come down to is. You know, where you had a game where Indiana's best player is Tyrese Halliburton, right? And he didn't play that well, and you were able – and Indiana has done this pretty much all playoff long, being able to steal games on the road. You know, they stole 2 games in New York. I think they stole 2 games in Cleveland or 1 game in Cleveland. So, basically, all playoff long, they have shown that they can go on the road – and win games.
What was crazy to me, though, is like Oklahoma City didn't play terribly. That's the issue. They played well, and the Pacers were still able to beat them. It wasn't like Knicks-Celtics, where the Celtics absolutely stunk, and that's why they were winning. So in my mind, it's anybody's series.
I like the way you said that. It's like you were on Broadway. You said Oklahoma. You should sing it.
Oh, really?
Oklahoma. Is that how that goes, Wiggy?
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Big Broadway guy.
Yeah. I love Broadway.
You know what my favorite night of the year? The Tonys.
Wiggy, get you an EGOT.
I'm going to get on your side here. We famously, a couple years, have had big Tatum and Brown debates at the Brunswick. Last night, SGA misses that, 6-foot shot?
Yep.
if that's Tatum,
oh, man.
It is the number one story today. And for whatever reason, the reigning MVP misses the shot. And the story is Halliburton, not the miss from SGA, which is just interesting.
Yeah, it is. And the thing about it is it could – the similar situation where SGA played a good game. I think he had like 35 or 36, something crazy. And Tatum could have done the same thing at 35, 36, but they would have been talking about that's why Tatum's not the guy because he can't close at games.
He's not Kobe.
And Halliburton is, who only ends up scoring 14, but hits that big shot at the end. So, I think we've kind of, you know, went around this, you know, cul-de-sac so many times with Tatum. So
I just thought it was interesting last night. Like, the big pull-out would be Halliburton sucks, but he's there when you need it. Tatum's great until you need him, and that would have been, my view, the pull-out story nationally if that was the Celtics.
My concern is that his father is creeping closer and closer to courtside.
It's working.
You see where he was last night?
Yeah.
Now he's in the club seat.
Yep.
I thought he was supposed to be in a suite.
Like you said, every game he can get a little bit closer.
Maybe he couldn't get a suite in Oklahoma City.
Still, he's closer in the club seat.
And I hope the Pacers win just because the Oklahoma City fan looks like such an expansion crowd. They have, like, the white shirts. They have to be told when to cheer. I don't know. I'm glad the Pacers won.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are at the Brunswick. It is roadshow number 4. And I think the heavy stuff is past. I think we're going to be okay here this morning. You guys are great for being out in the rain bright and early this morning. Thanks thanks for being here.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's warm, though.
It's warm.
It is
at least
warm.
It's not, like, cold. Yeah.
Right.
And we had a great night last night.
So great. And the best part about road shows is you see the same people. You start seeing the same people every single year, 4 years into this now, but... And I always forget, like, oh, who does this group belong to? Like, what roadshow do they belong to? But then I remembered last night that, I'm sorry to everybody else, my favorite family is in Maine.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Courtney?
Oh. Yeah. Santo, Lauren, and Gina.
From the family?
It's my second favorite Santo. And every time I see them, I am filled with joy.
Oh.
And
okay.
Santo made me a hands-off roadshow football for the Biddeford people when we take photos after.
Yes.
So there we go.
Okay.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know if there is the very handsy Biddeford DPW department here yet. No?
They usually roll in around 9.
Probably have
they're pre-gaming.
They're probably pre-gaming.
They're having some schlitz in the parking lot.
But we were at the Cowbell, and I want to thank our host there last night, Jimmy the Greek. Unbelievable night last night.
Awesome.
Ton of people came out. Food was excellent last night.
He had me taking shots of that Greek.
We were doing shots of orzo.
Yeah, orzo.
Which is not good.
Yeah. I don't mind it because it has like a... I know it's the licorice taste, but it like more peppermint to me.
But it's like Sambuca.
Yes.
Nobody wants to do a shot of something that
except for my mother. She loves Sambuca. She could keep it in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
She did?
You're supposed to sip it, though, right?
I feel like drinking something flammable might not be the best idea, but you never know.
But it was awesome to see you guys, and look forward to hanging out today and then tomorrow. Our Greg Hill Foundation annual beach cornhole tournament is happening here at the Brunswick. And tomorrow you get a rare live on the streets Ken and Curtis show from 9 until noon here at the Brunswick.
I'm pumped. I traded the weather for tomorrow today. So I got the rain out of the way.
Okay,
so
good.
Tomorrow you can have a dry cornhole tournament.
Good.
And I have to say, the Breslow interview yesterday may have had the biggest reaction locally since, like, Belichick interviews. Like, I feel like so many people were enraged with how he answered some questions. Wiggy going right after him about Cora with a bizarre answer about we're anchored to, like, stop using corporate speak. Like, what does anchored to mean?
I have no idea.
If Craig Breslow set out yesterday to confirm that Alex Cora will be the manager of this baseball team regardless of how they do this season. He did not succeed in that on this show yesterday.
No.
There was a pause. You never want to pause.
Never.
And then there was some bizarre thing, as you mentioned, about always doing the right thing for the baseball team. And then
Jackson here. There seems to be some technical difficulties, so we're going to go to break and then see if we can connect the Greg Hill Show back from Maine on the road show right here on WEI. We are back, guys. You are. Okay. You guys are on again.
Okay. Jackson, you just got to tell us that we're back and on the air.
I didn't know if we were in commercial.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about a round of applause for Jackson?
Yeah. Right. Good job, Jack.
You know, not a lot of producers can shut the show off in the first break and then get it right back on.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Jackson,
hey, I didn't shut it off. I turned it back on, though.
Yeah, you got it back on. Great job, Jackson. And we're back. Where were we? What were we talking about?
Breslow and then Ken cut the power.
Yeah. It was a similar reaction to Jelani Tavai. People were really upset with the things that Craig Breslow said. That was the last time I saw a reaction that big for an interview that we had on the show. And I heard things differently than other people. I didn't think that Craig Breslow's response when it came to Alex Cora was that bad, because he did at the end kind of bring it back, backwalk a bit. But at the same time, he has to be politically correct in everything he says. That's his role.
Also, he's very sensitive about the driveline stuff.
If I'm Cora and I hear that interview and he listens, believe me, and you hear the full-throated defense of driveline's integrity when it comes to hitting baseballs, and when Wiggy asks you about yourself and your future as the manager, he says, we're anchored to what's best for the team?
And I believe in Cora.
Yeah. Well, that's about another 100 words.
Hit the ball hotter and more line drives.
But
listen, they got the Yankees, so you know they should be able to gain some ground. They stink, the Red Sox.
They do stink. I know. It's a pivotal series for them, though.
Now, I don't really like. I don't even think. I mean, it matters in the sense that they win, but they're gonna have to legit to get back in it. They're gonna have to go on like a 9-game, 10-game win streak.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the Yankees won again last night. We were watching a little bit of that before they took the before they put the Pacers game on. But I just can't. If you can barely beat the Angels, who stink, and then you're going to face the Yankees, and then after the Yankees, I think they face the Mariners, who are good. Like, I just can't see this team doing that. And so that's why my question was, if everything's on the table come All-Star break,
what is there a major change made when it comes to Alex Cora?
Right.
All right. Well, obviously, we can talk about that this morning, and you can talk about that this morning, and we got a lot to get to at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. It is roadshow number 4, and we are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7. We're on a tight schedule this morning because we're going to play Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy. Up against you guys.
Oh, I thought you were saying about my forecast.
It'll be the main edition, Wiggy, of Truth or Fraudulent. So, we'll do that at 7:30.
It is pouring.
There's a little bit of rain out there, but
my laptop is screwed.
It should make us tougher.
We need to be here for about a year for that.
This
to work
is your perfect time to hit the beach with your little weather bubble there. That's when they like when you see all the reporters behind the storm.
Did you bring the WEI Storm Center here?
You got to ask our travel agent if he brought it with him. Big mistake if he didn't.
News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning, and as always, we will play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20. So leave one of those anytime this morning before 9:20 on the Odyssey app, and we will play them all back coming up at 9:20 on today's show. But to get us started this morning, cross your fingers that we stay on the air through it. Here is Courtney and what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. I owe Wiggy $200 because Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal with the Steelers, pending a physical, but still he wants to come back.
Well,
so I do owe
you still money. It's probably going to be a $300 loss for me because it looks like Taylor Swift and Kelsey are going to be still in the relationship come the end of June.
Correct. Yeah. So it'll be a week one showdown between Rodgers' new team and his old, the Jets, in New York. The Pacers took game one against the Thunder 111-110 in OKC thanks to a Halliburton shot with 0.3 left to play. Game two is Sunday. The Red Sox are in New York to take on the Yankees. First pitch at 7:05 tonight with Walker Buehler getting the start opposing Will Warren. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan on the MassMutual pregame show. Tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals continues in Edmonton. The Oilers lead the Panthers after game one. Puck drop tonight is at 8:00. And homeowners, choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending. Coming up next, we've got the leads.
We are at the Brunswick. The smart people are under the roof in the way, way back. What's up over there? And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. It's a Friday, so
this is unbelievable.
Yeah. We are at the bar open at least?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is the bar? Oh, yeah. All right, well, make some noise for that.
Yeah.
Make some noise for the bar being open. I mean, it came out in the rain. Might as well celebrate.
We're much funnier when people are drinking.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, the road shows brought to you this year by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. Well, they know your business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be. By Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And this roadshow brought to you locally by the Portland Sea Dogs, by Town Fair Tire, by Bath Golf Club, by the Father's Day Pro Boxing Classic, Lee Auto Miles, Gridiron Sports Pub, and Town and Country Federal Credit Union. We will be right back with today's lead.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Well, it's not that bad here at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, arguably a top five greatest beach bar in the United States of America. In fact, Curtis, how did James like the chicken fingers last night here at the Brunswick?
One bite, 9.6 review for the chicken fingers and fries. And the highlight of the night for me was I was sitting across from James, but when Courtney and you guys arrived, immediately I was totally meaningless.
Yeah.
And James looks at Courtney, who's seated about 2 feet away. He says, "You sit here?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Geez, yeah. I told Sato, get yeah. ready. A1. Watch out. Yeah. James is moving in."
But I mean, he yeah. has a way with his words.
He does.
That guy knows how to lay the game down. So
just,
I love James.
Just like the old man.
Yep. He got that riz.
No, he did not get that from me. But yes, it was a lovely night. And when I got back, we were in the pool for like 2 hours. I thought it was going to be fast asleep when I left the cowbell. I get home. They do a light show next door at 9:30. And he was like rave for Taylor Swift, jumping up and down.
Was that scheduled, or were those just rogue fireworks? That happens a lot here in Old Orchard.
No, it's part of the charm of the inn. That 9:30 in the summer, they do this, like, they have all these like shooting things into the pool and Ooh. Lights.
Oh wow,
and,
awesome!
Very, cool.
Very
cool.
Exciting.
Well, we had a great day yesterday. We had a great time last night at the Cowbell. What
can I also say? Coastal Maine carts.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Greg was dropped off this this three-row golf cart at the shack, and we zipped around Old Orchard in that bad boy.
Yeah.
The speaker system was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
It got pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it's road safe.
Yeah.
Road, what do they say?
Road legal.
Road legal.
Street legal.
Street legal.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I love that thing. I think that you should buy one for down here.
You think so?
Yes.
There are listeners. They listen every day at Coastal Maine Golf Carts, and they will sell you a beautiful golf cart that you can drive around on the streets.
Very
on
cool.
the streets.
That's the way to go, though.
On the streets.
When you live in a beach town, is a golf cart all day.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. So we got a lot.
Is the amusement park open today?
Probably.
All right.
Are you going to go? Palace Playland?
I mean, well, we have Pirates Cove at 11, mini golf right across the street.
James will love that.
And then I was looking to go on the Ferris wheel. I don't know. It looks like a lovely. Everything here feels like you're in a different world.
Americana.
It's like I didn't even know.
It's
that
like 1950s America, isn't it?
I didn't even know that the two most powerful people in the world were having a peeing match when I arrived. It was lovely. It was I took a right. I had never gone that way, whatever the hell it is. I went into town. It was like French fries, chicken fingers, kids
fried
outside.
Yeah.
It was like, man, this is like the world of 1960.
Well, you brought it up. I mean, it seems like there's a little bit of a row in the relationship between Elon Musk and our president.
Oh,
so
unbelievable.
That's unfortunate. But maybe they could go see a couples therapist or something and work things out.
You can't see it on Twitch right now. Ken, very excited off camera.
I don't think those two are the introspective type. I don't think
you don't think they'll work it out?
I don't think Dr. Keith Ablo will be able to fix them, but who knows?
Yeah.
It's just a wild world. Last year we arrived and he was found guilty when we got here. So,
the president of the United States.
Yeah. It's a wild time in Old Orchard, but it's awesome here. The pool is great. The people are nice. The crowd at the Cowbell was wild.
Did you go in the ocean at all?
No.
Oh, I did an ocean dunk yesterday. It was cold, but it felt really good. It was hot yesterday. I got a little sunburn.
No,
so I went in the ocean.
Really
I swam around. Great beach by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really nice. It was cool. There was definitely a bunch of high school seniors, local high school seniors there. I think it was like senior skip day or something.
Huh.
All different groups of people that knew each other but maybe weren't friends talking
was
about.
Was Bill Belichick there? Or?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't? Okay.
He wasn't.
All right.
Speaking of which, I saw Al last night. Great to see you.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, just laughing at Bill. It was funny. What a world.
Well, we are at the Brunswick, and it looks like the rain is going to go away, and we would love to see you this morning. We have the amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation is here, and we have limited edition roadshow merch while it lasts this roadshow season. Next week, we are heading to Wellfleet and to the Beachcomber. So 1 week from today, we will be back at the Beachcomber. And then in the afternoon, we have, I think, our first ever official fundraiser for the Greg Hill Foundation on the Cape. And we're doing a happy hour called Rock and Raw with an open raw bar at the Pearl in Wellfleet. So that's happening. We have tickets for that. And we're there's a local fisherman in Wellfleet who the pier caught on fire and his boat, total loss. And the insurance company will not pay for it.
Oh.
Because they're blaming the pier and the fire at the pier. Meanwhile, guy is father of two young kids, and that's how he makes his money. So he can't go out and fish. So some of the proceeds that we raise at that event at the Pearl a week from today are going to go to his family.
Awesome.
So they can pay some bills. So would love to see you 1 week from today, but we got a lot to get to this morning, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, I think that is the Toadies. Am I right about that?
You got it.
Is that called Possum Kingdom? Is that what that's called?
Yes, it is. Possum
All
Kingdom.
Right. Yep. Lead, awesome. You knew that, Curtis.
I did.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. If you're in the market for a new ride, you can find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Are we giving Jackson a lead this morning? Yes?
Yes.
All right, Jackson, they appear to love you here in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So.
Well, excellent. I love Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So,
not a lot of Costco's up here, though.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
You'd have to go to the Hannaford or something like that.
That's okay. I can adjust.
You okay with that?
All yeah.
Right. Your lead this morning?
So today is June 6th, obviously, D-Day. And I know this is not the kind of lead that I usually do, but I just want to thank all the veterans out there, and especially my grandfather and my uncle. My uncle got shot in the head in the Battle of the Bulge, and he survived. When they were collecting the dog tags of the fallen soldiers, they saw it was cold, so they saw breath coming out of his mouth, and and he survived. So,
knowing you as we know you, if he's anything like the rest of the family, did he shoot himself in the head, or was it the?
It might have been an accident. Perhaps.
What? Why he makes an occasional mistake on the board for crying. He pushes the wrong buttons.
He survived though. That's a big thing. Like 50 Cent.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Norris. He was awesome.
Grandfather served in World War II as well?
Yes, he did. He was on a Navy ship. I don't know what ship, but he was in the Navy. And but I just, you know, I look at the films and you know, the documentaries, and obviously Saving Private Ryan, that first scene. I don't know how these guys did that. These guys are 20-year-old kids, 21-year-old kids, just jumping out of a plane into darkness to fight the Nazis. And it's just like, it's the most incredible thing ever, and I just want to thank them. June 6th, D-Day, yeah.
Jackson, great lead.
Thank you, grandfather and uncle, for us.
Absolutely.
Give them a little history lesson, too.
Yes. June 6th. You brought up Saving Private Ryan. What is, in your mind, the greatest World War II-related film?
I think that's got to be it. Either that or Enemy at the Gates.
Yeah, I thought Dunkirk was really well done, and it was something that I maybe should have known about, didn't know a lot about, given the fact that it was basically a draw that was celebrated in a turning point in the war. It wasn't a battle won by the Allies. But to me, what we don't understand is that the footage, they have the colorized footage now on YouTube. Shane Gillis has a thing in his new stand-up where he's like, if you're 40 years old, you go to bed watching old World War II documentaries, and I definitely do that. And my social life is wild. But the people that were storming the beaches literally had never left their hometown. You don't have social media. The only way you would see the world is in like an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
And these people give their life for people they've never met, never seen, on the altar of freedom. Like, that is. And then they get home and they're 90 and they say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we do the Wordle and we post it on X. Like, it's like wild.
And some of them, like, will look back on it when they do talk about it and say, like, wow, what an honor that I was able to serve my country and be able to see the world. It's like, you were putting your life out there every single day, and you feel like it was an honor for you. It's an honor for us to know you, you know?
Right. I don't travel if I don't see an Airbnb with over 4.7 stars.
Right. Well, what was the movie Hacksaw Ridge? Was that World War II?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was based on a true story, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a good
one. And what's the one where they have to go, they all have to climb that cliff, the U.S.?
That's Hacksaw Ridge.
Is that Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah, yeah. With the guy who was the medical guy who kept saving everybody.
Right, that was seven-something evangelical, some like he had some religious exemption.
Yes.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
No, that was Andrew Garfield.
Did Clint Eastwood direct it, I think?
Courtney's favorite was it, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn
had a serious role.
Yeah. Andrew got the kid who played one of the Spider-Man, he was in it, so yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing what they did. And imagine the lack of work-life balance for those guys.
Yeah, no, there's zero. And what you're thinking is Mel Gibson.
They couldn't do it remotely.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. Yeah, Mel Gibson directed it.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent lead, Jackson.
Good job, Jack.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Three-game series against the Yankees, and of all the things I dislike about the Red Sox front office and management team, it's that these weekends used to be what the summer was all about. We would drive down the Major Deegan, get a couple seats for Red Sox-Yankees, go back and forth in one day. There was a palpable feel in the city of Boston and around New England when the Red Sox and Yankees were beginning a series in the summer with the division on the line. It was always, it used to be 18 games, now it's 13 games. And I bet you if you walked around the city of Boston today and you said, who are the Sox playing tonight? Less than half would know the Yankees against the Red Sox tonight.
You think?
Yes. And that sucks. It should be a calendar event. You should be out at a bar tonight with everybody having the game on, seeing what's up with the Sox. And John Henry has prioritized the overall health of Major League Baseball over the success of his baseball team in terms of contracts and structure to the team. And I'll be watching because Ken's going to talk all about it tomorrow, so I got to be up on my P's and Q's. But it is not something that it once was, and that is the fault of this ownership group.
Well, we had Craig Breslow on yesterday, and you alluded to some of the things he said earlier. What is most alarming to me is I don't think they know how to fix it.
Oh, they do. They don't want to do it.
I mean, what was the question? Name one thing that this team does well.
Thought partnering.
I don't know.
He didn't have an answer.
Oh. It was crazy.
He had no idea.
I don't think you can change this season because the people that you expected to perform well just aren't doing it, especially when you look at your starting pitching, right?
Well, I mean, Garrett Crochet.
Bale's been okay. Walker Buehler's been okay, but Giolito, I mean, basically serves up home run derby in the first inning.
Yeah.
So doesn't Dick Fitz.
Yeah, that's right.
So your starting pitching is basically one guy that's going to give you, good innings, and that's Crochet. And other than, Duran and maybe Devers, guys are struggling hitting the base. This thing is not going to get fixed. You had the players. I think now it's time to look and say, okay, do we go in a different direction with the manager? Because even if you change the manager, I don't think it's going to make a difference this season. But it's going to have to be, where are they going from here?
But you heard, you heard Kevin Millar on this show yesterday, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Say it's on the players. It's not.
Because he showers with Cora. Or he showers
with Cora. I
bet he's a little bit biased to Cora as a manager.
I wouldn't say a little bit right after showering with Cora. But I believe that the Red Sox players are most to blame in terms of the on-the-field product this season. There have been a lot of guys that have screwed up that shouldn't be there. But just like the Patriots and Steph Diggs, when you are not in the market for the top free agent pitcher and you try and outsmart people by giving guys like Walker Buehler and Giolito these short-term, high-paid deals, then you're going to see them possibly implode because there's a reason they're not getting the 5-year, $300 million deal that other premium starters are. So they know how to do it. It's spend at the top of the market for top players, both pitching and positional players, and you will be in the playoffs every single year.
But you did that with Bregman and Crochet. Crochet's one of the best pitchers.
They traded for Crochet.
I know they traded for him. Whether it's a trade or free agency, you still got the elite talent.
They sat out the offseason for the prior 4 years.
Right, so but just we're talking about this year.
Right, So you have a decent offseason
yep.
for a team that has a lot of holes because they changed their way of roster building.
Well, I would say
it was too expensive for Henry. He's on the Economic Reform Committee in Major League Baseball, whose job it is to bring down the cost of players, which is basically collusion, but I don't know if he gets away with it. And this is why they are – Greg said, do they know how to do it? Yes, you spend. And you don't just spend in one offseason like Kraft spending in 2021. You spend every offseason because you charge the highest ticket prices in baseball.
But if we went back to February, there would be a cut from Curtis. There would be a cut from Greg. There would be a cut from me, a cut from Wiggy, all saying, all right, we can't judge the front office if they stink this year because they did spend this offseason.
Right.
And that's what we all said in February.
And I think we've all talked about Cora. I said he could get fired last weekend. I think that he will be the one that this falls on. But
it's your players, though. Your expectation was Crochet as your ace. You went out, you got the ace.
He's an ace.
Then you got guys like Brian Bayo, Tanner Hawk, Walker Buehler, Giolito, Cutter Crawford. These were all guys that you expected to be able to give you good quality innings that are not bums. Like, they're supposed to be good, but they're not living up to what they need to do. So I don't really look at the Red Sox ownership and say they didn't do anything. And Courtney's right. At the beginning of the year, everybody was like, oh, they're fighting for the division. This team is a legit contender. And then you look at those guys also, don't perform at the level.
Yep, but we also didn't know that Rafael Devers was going to throw a tantrum.
But even with the tantrum, Devers is one of your best hitters on offense.
You always say that.
But true.
You can't underestimate, I think, what that does to a clubhouse when you have that issue.
I don't think the other players care. The players are right now, they're going to take his side over ownership or over anybody else over and over again.
You think Don Rafaela cares that Devers is saying, I'm not playing shortstop? No.
No.
He's looking at what he did in May, which is some historical hitting run, and that's what they're looking at. The biggest
Do you think Bregman thinks it's a good way to play baseball?
Maybe not Bregman, but
okay,
you know,
I mean, I care about him more than Sadon Rafaela.
Right, but I think the thing with Bregman, he's probably not saying anything to Devers. The biggest problem that you had is when you look at the one run games that you lost, that's your biggest issue. Because what is it like?
17.
Right. So imagine if you're able to win half of those games and where you would be in the season. That is your biggest problem, and that comes down to players not doing the things that they need to do, but also you got to put some of that on the managers.
All right, Curtis, thank you. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
And the rain stopped.
The rain has stopped.
Yes.
Baseball talk stops the rain.
Who'll stop the rain? We know the answer. Thank you, Curtis.
You got it.
We will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard, Maine, and it seems like the rain has stopped briefly here, Curtis.
More rain today. It's all done.
We have not been lucky when it comes to roadshow weather.
No, our haters must have some type of deal with God because it's just constant. But hey, the people keep showing up.
But that's the way it is. Like, the weekends stink so far.
Yep.
I mean, we have not had a full – I don't think we've had a full weekend of sun the entire spring, have we?
We have not. But I would say, look at it this way. When we began this, we needed nice weather for people to come listen to the show. Now, people love the show, and they'll come out in any weather. So that it works out.
You guys are the best. Thanks for being here this morning, Maine. You can watch this show if you're not able to be here on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And they got a bunch of locations you could go to. You can go visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Father's Day is a week from Sunday. And there's nothing better than giving dad the gift of time. So they have beautiful timepieces there. Tell them you listen to this show because they listen every day as well at Springer's. And go to springersjewelers.com to learn more about them. Before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, this is Brandon from Boston. Brandon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm not really a Red Sox fan, I'll put that out there, but I keep hearing about the Red Sox and how bad they're playing and, you know, Alex Cora not being a manager of putting his foot down. So I think this is an approach that he should take, whether it's Rafael or Jaron, Duran or Trevor Story, whoever. If Cora wants to make these adjustments and they're not listening, like say we want Rafael to play first base, he doesn't listen. I don't know how these contracts are constructed. If he's breaching his contract, he's sitting out. We're just sitting players out. You're not playing tonight, and we're just going to take your money. So I think the approach is do what you need to do as a manager. Put these players in position to be successful. If they're not listening, they do not play. And guess what? When it comes time to trading, you're out of here. So I think what he should do is put his foot down. If certain players are not listening, guess what? You're on the trading block, and you won't and you will not play.
I in theory sounds great. I can't think of a time since Cam Neely and Kevin Stevens where a high profile player on a sports franchise in the city was embarrassingly sat by a manager or coach who wanted to take control.
So Malcolm Butler.
Wes Welker.
Oh, yeah. But that was like, you know, 10
a series.
Minutes.
Yeah, that was a series.
But I think Bill
the Patriots
needs to
lost
to
both
that.
Those games, so good job, Bill.
Yeah.
I bet that Devers does not have a contract that is in favor of the Red Sox organization. That would be my guess, because there was a lot of hoopla around him signing it, and I bet that he is covered front to back.
Yeah. And you can't sit him, because then you look stupid as a manager, like, to sit your best hitter. Like, that just that don't
That's
add up.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's the other problem, is they need the bat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't sit Devers. Yeah. I mean, no matter if he's like, I'm not playing first base, I'm not playing third base, what's Cora going to do? What you have to do is find the guy that Devers, and I'm not saying that there is a guy, but maybe Devers feels like, all right, I'll do it for this guy. But because clearly he's not doing it for anybody, whether it's Breslow, whether it's Cora, he's not saying, you know, when I played for like Belichick and Parcells, especially Parcells, I would run through a brick wall. There's no, like, Devers is not doing that for this manager. He's not doing that for this organization. So I think the biggest thing is, can you find a guy that might bring that out of Devers?
Yeah.
I mean, when I say a guy, a manager.
All right, we got to get to the rest of the leads, or at least try to. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I was sent something in the mail yesterday, and I took some time to go over it, and I want to share it with all of you as my lead this morning, because we spend a lot of time talking about the current player in all sports, and whether it's, you know, NILs that have led to them acting a certain way once they get to the pros, or kids in high school now just want to make money in college and don't even really care about going to the pros. It's just a different vibe. And it is personified in this Boston Globe magazine article from 2001, where the cover features none other than the man sitting to my left, Jermaine Wiggins.
Wow.
Watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has a photo of this. I spent yesterday reading the interview, reading the article, but I just want to read what the cover says. Against the odds, East Boston native Jermaine Wiggins is in the scrimmage of his life to make it in the NFL. The article, Wiggy, and I'm not just saying this because I love you, but he talks about East Boston and the fact that at your school, there wasn't a practice field in the background. There wasn't a weight room. I don't think you had a locker room.
No.
And they said, basically, the interviewer said that most kids would be disheartened by this, or they would say, you know, I had to work extra hard. The way Wiggy spoke about East Boston and spoke about the way in which he put the effort in to make it to the next level was with pride.
Right.
That's the difference from today's player to the players back in 2001. And then they talk about how when you were at Marshall and you got your SAT scores up like 9 to over 900 to then go to Georgia, it's
well, that was somebody else taking the test.
No, it wasn't. It truly is.
That was Varsity Blues.
Yeah, that was a different era back then.
That's how he met Mrs. Wiggins.
He didn't meet Mrs. Wiggins at Marshall, so it all worked out. But
is that why you love Full House?
It just was a very, very cool article, and I thought that the way in which you spoke about your career coming up, it was exactly the difference between that player back then, the player that you were, and the player that we have today. And Wiggy, you did make it in the NFL.
That's a great lead.
There's other photos in here as well.
This is really Wiggy.
And that's a working payphone.
Yes, working payphone, and we can see your jawline.
Yes.
In this. You used to be able to. Do you remember
that? Yes, I remember that. Yeah. And the store behind it, that used to be Nicky Verano's uncle's corner store, where we'd go in there where Nicky would make sandwiches, and we're in front of a butcher shop back in the day.
There's so other photos included in this. I don't know what year this was, but Wiggy won Coach's Award.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of cool stuff.
My Wiggy, All-City catcher in there?
Your eldest son. It's like identical.
Yeah. That was right on the corner of Bennington
Am I
Street
wrong?
Marion.
No.
And East Boston.
That is so cool.
It's a long time.
The article in the Boston Globe magazine from 2001 is called Against the Odds.
I appreciate that.
Wiggy,
talk about a different world. August 19th, 2001.
Right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's really cool.
Well, Courtney, that was a great lead.
We made
lead of the day. Give goes to Courtney.
Yeah, you liked it.
I don't think I could follow that, honestly.
Okay. All right. Easy. I may need a Phil Collins rejoin because of the title of that article. All right. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads. And then coming up at 7:20, Truth or Fraudulent. Very popular game on this program. It'll be you, the listener, versus Wiggy, and it is the main edition. So we'll find out how much you know about Vacation Land, the Pine Tree State, where we are this morning at the Brunswick on a roadshow Friday. I think the sun may be coming out.
I think so.
And talk about full circle. Ron Borges wrote the story. Yeah. Unbelievable. My world's colliding.
All right. We will be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.